Hey, Cheech, man. Let's listen to movies and doobies, man.
Hell yeah, man. Oh, man, that's gonna be like smoking. Yeah.
All you other dudes, relax and enjoy the vibes, man.
Silence.
Hello, kids. Sorry, stole your thunder. Eat my dick.
Wow. Even though I'm the general partner.
Eat my cock.
Dude, I take a lot of pride in that. When people ask me, what do you do for a living? I'd be like, I am a partner, and hold up my business card. Anyways, hello, children. Welcome back to the Movies and Doobies podcast. In case you forgot, I'm Des.
I'm Kev.
And what's today up? Is...
movie. No, it's not. I'm just kidding. It's TV Talk Tuesday, y'all. Movie Madness was yesterday. We watched The Due Date with Zach Galifianakis and Robert Downey Jr. They took a nice little road trip. But that's for yesterday's episode.
Solid. You know? Solid.
If you need to know what that was all about, go check it out.
So today is TV Talk
Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And today is an interesting episode, children.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
Because we are watching
Drum roll, please.
Season 2, episode 1 and 2 of Manifest. The time has come. We deserve answers. I require answers. You know, I'm having a hard time recalling what happened in the last episode because I'm so hard.
So that guy died. That guy that came, he came back like,
okay, no, never mind. Now that you said it, it all came flashing back to me like a bad dream.
I fucking can't, bro. I can't. That's gotta be a contender for names right there.
What was that? But doink a doink.
So, I have no idea. Y'all, Desticle smoked a joint with me right before we started recording. She's gonna be a little litty titty on this one.
I said I didn't want to. I said, oh, don't worry. Okay, well.
First of all, she asked me to smoke it, so.
I did. She smoked a bowl on it, and she was like, let's get you contact high. But I looked at her, and I go, you know, you brought a joint here. So, I mean, why not, you know, live a little on the edge here. And why don't me and you smoke a joint? And I was like, oh, don't worry. I'm not going to smoke the whole thing with you. But that joint smoked poorly.
I mean, by the time I literally realized, like, it clicked in my head that she said that and how small the joint was at that point, I was like, bro.
So today,
I'm not smoking this whole thing.
Today it's gonna be interesting. I'm feeling okay, really.
I feel like we should recap it for other people real quick. I mean, I know we're gonna watch the recap.
Oh, the end of the season.
Yeah.
Shit goes down.
Yeah, shit went down. That I can't remember his name, but that guy came that was inside the van.
Yeah, the heist thing. Guy who was like gonna use the fucking callings for
bid.
He was literally about to go on the news and talk about him, and then he met his makeup. He literally threw up like probably the amount of water that he should have fucking ingested from fucking being in there. But Cal had figured out.
Oh yeah.
Before everybody else. Because Cal, dude, they always try and hide stuff from Cal, but he knows everything before anyone else. He is like the holy grail, as the major calls him. Like, oh my god, that just reminded me. The major
Cal is that bitch.
Fucking therapist. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm like, is that doctor guy in on it? Or is he just like innocently like,
Zombie's fucking, in case you guys don't forgot, Zombie's fucking therapist is the major. Fucking tea all over the floor.
And if you forgot why she's a therapist, she got held hostage by a fucking patient.
So now she
never
trust
patients like that ever again.
She'd be like, yeah, no, I don't do house calls.
She will never make another house call unless it's probably for the stones. Like, that's it. Or like another passenger or something. Like, that's that. But I was gonna say, so oh yeah, no, Cal figured out what their death date is. What is it, June 2nd, 2024, I believe?
Yeah.
Something like that.
It was something like that.
Dude, I just think it's funny that they're always like, oh my god, we can't tell Cal. And he's like, don't worry, I already know. I just wasn't sure how to tell you.
Hal is like, that bitch.
He is. He knows everything. I love it. But yeah, that was last week's. That was literally last week. So like, boom, we're jumping right up into the shit. I know with Euphoria, we kind of had a breaky in between season one and season two.
This one, it's a hop, skip, and a jump when we're on the way into your ass. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, this bitch is gonna be on one, y'all. I can't. Yeah, I don't know. Why don't y'all pack up a bowl while Dusticola gives you that good old description, y'all? Yes, you trying to touch your tongue to your nose?
No, that's me with lip fillers.
Oh.
Thank you. Anyways, what am I supposed to be doing?
Reading them the description.
Oh, okay.
And then while they're packing a bowl.
Yeah. Also, shout out to Haber Sensory. Because they have some gas-ass fruit and vegetable, like, sensory videos. I highly recommend them watching if you're not a smoker and you smoke and you're like, let me watch a pineapple dance to, like, Highway to the Danger Zone. Anyway.
It's just Danger Zone, buddy. The song is just called Danger Zone.
Says who? Congress?
But that is literally the name of the song. It's fucking what, Kenny Loggins? Look it up. Kenny Loggins, Danger Zone, baby. Damn, that's just the lyric.
Is it really only called Danger Zone?
Oh my god, this bitch. Look it.
Oh. I will be overturning that in Congress. Like, Kenny Loggins, I don't need to see his face. I know what Kenny Loggins looks like.
No, I was trying to see if it said it on the thing or not.
I can literally read it right here from Top Gun original soundtrack.
Eat my ass, whatever. Grab a fucking spoon and fork, bitch. Not a knife and fork, spoon and fork. It already has a crack in it. Don't need to cut it up.
I'm gonna need you to clock out for me. Anyways, man, all I wanted to do was shout out my fucking fruit sensory video because they're fucking hilarious, and suddenly my life is turned upside down by fucking Kenny Loggins. Like, he's unforgiven at this
point.
That
is the line, though, in the song.
I know.
Way to the danger zone.
Why'd you sing that so, what, like, so?
I don't know.
To me, it sounds.
I don't fucking know what's going on. Yo, what the fuck was in that fucking track? Bro, that joint was lit. I have no idea what strain that was. What, if it was even mixed? I don't know, man. That was lit. Anyways, read the fucking description.
What was that though? Oh, I know.
It was the. I already forgot it. I already forgot it. Okay. I already left my
head. Yeah, that just went so poorly for both of us. Like, it started with me, and then you fucking really finished strong on that one. Shout out us.
For real.
And this episode name is absolutely ironic and beautiful for what's going on right now. It's called Fasten Your Seatbelts.
Yeah, because y'all really need to fasten your fucking seatbelts for this entire goddamn episode. Like,
fucking feet in the goddamn car at all times. If not,
hold on the safety bar. Click it.
Yeah, my shit didn't click. I'm like, yo. my shit don't click. And this guy looked at me. And in the middle of the whole line, he goes, so excited. So excited. Oh, God.
I fucking can't. What is on that teddy bear?
It's a t-shirt of Danny DeVito, and it says, rum ham.
Fucking can't. I can't. All right, bitch. Read them this fucking description.
I'm fucking...
Before we forget what we're doing here.
Cam's gonna have to cut all of that out because I'm just dying in it.
It's okay.
Pack your fucking balls. I'm gonna read you the goddamn fucking description. Fasten your seatbelts. It's season two, episode one. It's Fasten Your Seatbelts. Michaela gets a new captain and partner.
Oh.
Escandalo.
Escándalo,
cocaína.
Ah, cocaína.
Why you nasty bitches are still on the cocaine.
Cocaine.
Anyways, Michele gets a new captain and partner while Zeke deals with the consequences of his actions. The Major continues to manipulate Sanvi. Sanvi,
no! Babe,
are we not grown? Can we not see red flags? You literally got abandoned in Jamaica.
Facts. And then fucking kidnapped by a crazy ass bitch.
I hate to drag you through the mud, but...
I mean, we stand Sanvi, but like, you're making poor life choices, ma'am.
Poor life choices?
Choices. Yeah, choices. 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 Poor life choices is what this woman is making, but it's okay. We still stand you, Sanvi. You'll come back from... I still want to know who the fuck 3B was.
Dude, this is going to be one of these episodes. Who?
3B.
Oh, okay.
3B.
B-I-T-C-H.
B-I... What is it? T?
I think so.
C? No, C. And then S, C. And then, like, H or some shit. What the fuck is H?
I don't remember.
No, this is J. A, B, C, D, E. I don't remember F.
What is going on in this fucking episode?
I don't know. We're learning ASL.
This is... Okay. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Suck my dick, you fucking dick.
This is like... I'm pretty sure this is H.
Okay, then
H. I think. I, K.
Yeah.
K, L, M, M, N, O, N, O, P. This is literally my initials. K, P.
Dude, you know which ones I remember?
I don't remember Q. R? Oh.
Remember these?
S. Yeah, what? Ever major loser.
Anyways,
S T U V W X is something. This is Y, and then Z is literally just like.
And this is the Y M C A. Anyways,
it's fun to start.
Y M C A.
All right, y'all should have your freaking bowls packed up by now.
Dear God, yeah, that was...
Destacle is going to sing for you. And we're going to get lit. Even though we're already kind of lit. We're pre-lit. We pre-game the game, y'all.
Wait. Before you rip it, I need to have something pulled out here.
But what I am going to say is tonight, the night that we just recording, it's game one of the freaking finals. Let's go Celtics.
Okay, yeah.
That can stay it.
I have this ready for you.
All right, y'all. Let's go. Cheers. Pause it if you need to. If not, let's go.
Okay. Away to the danger zone. I changed the song. Ready to the danger zone. I have the lyrics pulled up just so I don't fuck this up. Heading in the twilight, spreading out her wings tonight. She got you jumping off the deck, shoving into overdrive. Highway to the danger zone. I take it right into the danger zone. All right. That is in honor of Gun Maverick coming out.
Danger zone.
What the hell did I just do? I think I just left the party.
Sweet.
Oh.
Guys, she's not thinking clearly. Clearly, if y'all couldn't tell.
Yeah.
Oh. Pun intended. Oh.
Potter. Anyways. Oh. Okay, that.
Oh. I can't, dude. Well, in SpongeBob, whenever they swear, it's like, the fucking dolphin bullshit, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
All right, y'all.
Hey, yo, bitch, get your every hour back in this house. Anyways.
I can't. Y'all, we have smoked. You know what I just realized is we always tell them to pack a bowl. Y'all can smoke a... You can spark up a joint, a blunt, whatever. What you smoking? You smoking a spliff? Come bring something to me. What the fuck? I get down to a spliff. I get down to a fucking spliff.
Smoking a cigarillo. We'll see you.
Hit Desticles line.
At 323. 319. 6060. There's the number. Hit me, y'all.
If you know, you know.
They don't. I don't think. Do they? It's the candle. Anyways, let's fucking do this.
I'm excited, yo.
All right.
Let's do this shit.
As I always like to say, relax, sit back, relax, and enjoy the fucking session. I almost said relax, enjoy the session, kick back.
Yay! Yeah, yeah. Whoa.
Previously on. Okay, I just paused it on accident.
A lot of shit happened. We can recap the whole season with these people. Oh, yeah. Okay, so Vance died fucking early.
Quote unquote died. I don't think he died.
Yeah, they all have some like weird blood marker that like the plane passengers have. Zeke has it. Zeke is the hitchhiker dude that got trapped in the cave for a year. There's some woman called the Major that has a fucking team and kidnapped a whole lot of plane passengers, but they found them. Eat my ass, Major. Oh my God, this guy, he started like a whole fucking church and he's just scamming people about the fucking plane passengers. Oh my God, I forgot the hoe was pregnant. I forgot
and that Danny's the father because she's trifling.
Yep.
I'll tell you, Zeke does. He's got an expiration date way closer than you guys.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, Jaren. Oh my God, that's right. I almost forgot about fucking Michaela. They fucking definitely shot her ass. They definitely shot her.
We don't know who it was. We don't know who it was yet.
I think they definitely, I think they fucking shot her. Or at least almost hit her. Also, because I don't think they showed it in the freaking recap. Fucking Captain Daly. Probably not because it wasn't really that significant, but Captain freaking Daly and Fiona zapped themselves away, away, away. She's dreaming.
Dear God, Michaela. Cal is like, I'm ready for this.
Yep.
Oh, of course Jarrah's blaming Zeke for this.
Of course. Michaela just needs to live through this and wake up and be like, I'm not pressing charges. Eat my dick. You know what? Jared, fuck off. She told him to run. Jared, I hate him.
Jared's like, I'm the victim here. I'm the victim
here. Dude, seriously, he's pissing me off. You're not. Get out of here. You went over there looking for a fucking fight. You caused this. You started this shit.
Their dad must be worried sick. He's like, I just got this bitch back. Can she just not die, please?
Dude, right? Ha. Ha, Jared, she don't want to see you.
Because
she fucking, because she's not having it with Jared right now.
Oh, yeah.
He's pushing too right fucking to hard. She's probably going to tell Ben to go, like, protect Zeke or something, or go find Zeke and protect him or some shit. Like,
see, we don't know that for sure. We don't know that they're going to die.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Cal did.
How did Cal get back there?
Probably slipped in. Come on, Cal. What are we going to tell her? Save the passengers.
Ooh. What is going on with the fucking passengers?
Dude, right? Dude, I'm telling you, like, Michaela is, like, his main little pawn. Like, she's always all up in his business. Like, he always has something for her to go do. And then sometimes Ben just tags along. Sometimes Ben has his things, but, like, usually he just tags along the shit.
Yep.
It's always fucking Michaela.
Whose house is this?
Probably some passengers. Oh my God, I'm so excited we're watching this.
I know. Why are we so quiet? We thought we were going to be all sorts of hyped
we're
up. Like,
we're absorbing what's going on. I love that they're just eating Chinese food in the lab. Stop it, Grace. Ho. Ho ass bitch.
It's not his baby. Dude, Danny is gonna come running up like that fucking police officer from Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Did they bang like the night he got back?
Or like the night before, maybe. Maybe.
No, I mean, like, did her and Ben bang the night that he got back? Oh.
You're gone.
She already...
Ben cannot be mad about that because he wasn't even there. Dude, when Danny finds out this is his baby, he's going to come running up like the police officer from Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. The fucking Flint Lockwood.
Wait, did you just hear what he said?
No, what?
He said that if he's always wanted kids.
Then, oh, like, God. Maybe,
yeah. I feel like they should, just to confirm it.
Interesting.
She's like, fuck, it's probably his. It's got to be Danny's. Look at Cal's hair growing.
I know, right?
Of course you fucking knew it, Cal. You know everything.
All right, Debbie Downer, Sonby.
Leave her alone. Oh.
Sonby got no got a crush. Yeah.
Ugh. Stop telling her. Stop. No, she doesn't know. She doesn't know.
She is just manipulating Sonby.
Too much. She's been seeing this bitch.
She's like, you've got to start giving me more information.
Yeah, you do. Stop it.
Dude, for real.
See, now Michaela's being Debbie Downer.
He goes, I kept running. Dude, Michaela's the one who got shot. She's the one who probably has the most sway. If she says Zeke didn't do it, then...
I'm sorry, what'd you say? I don't even know I said mm-hmm.
I don't remember. Oh, Michaela's the one who has the most sway because she was the one who got shot. Like, if she says Zeke didn't do it, Zeke didn't do it.
Well, seriously, though.
Great. So... All right, yeah, now I'm out of Jared. Yeah, there are those horror feelings
Jared's
again.
Jared's a fucking cocksucker. I fucking hate him. Fucking cocksucker.
Your new boyfriend and your ex-boyfriend were fighting? Like, who told you that, new captain?
Her, Michaela. Boom. Jared, fuck off. Maybe she won't be ready for
end game. They're gonna end up together.
Say later, bitch.
Peace You're outside, such, peace, Sally.
He is such a fucking bitch. The fuck, Cal? Two people are missing.
Like, it was turbulence.
I totally missed them doing a 2-month time jump in between her getting shot and whatever.
Like, oh, if 2 months time jump.
Like, I literally, yeah, I didn't even see that. It's literally in, like, one of the little cards when you, like, scroll through. Damn. There's two passengers that were on the plane. Like, a married couple, and they left their kids home. Their kids were on the plane. Mm-hmm. They left their kids with the neighbor. So the neighbor raised them for 5.5 years.
Yeah.
And then the parents come back. Yeah. And apparently someone's watching the kids. Oh, boy.
Oh, dear God. She covered that bump so fast.
Olive's like, bitch, why aren't you telling him?
Yeah, Olive, what the fuck? Olive just really tried to blow the bomb on this baby bomb.
Dude, seriously. It's none of his fucking business right now. That's why, Olive. Dude, Olive's like, if my life couldn't get any fucking crazier, man. I really hope they twist it and it's actually Ben's baby. I really hope so. But then also, like, that would be such a crazy twist if it was Danny's baby. And then Danny's like, I'm chilling. I'm here. I'm around. Or even bigger twist, Grace just loses
the baby. Dude, here goes fucking Olive being a drama queen because Grace won't tell Danny she's pregnant. Big whoop. Bad. Dude, this is the second time I've done this. There's a perfectly put out cigarette in my ashtray and I pick up a not lit one. Ah, they were just as obsessed with it. Suspicious white man.
Cal ain't gonna blow the lid on shit, lady. Don't worry. Just let him see Zeke. Ay, yay, Cal. Cal's like, you guys are supposed to be together. I can't. What is that? Calling wise? Or like?
Kissy was.
Michaela doesn't have much time.
Michaela and Zeke are connected.
That's right.
So she might die when he dies.
But then Cal's other drawing would be sort of wrong though, because he wrote her death date. He might
have done it to like,
who knows? We'll find out.
He might have had another one too.
True.
Oh, Jared.
Yeah, she did tell him to run. Jared's such a little bitch. I fucking can't with him. He's such a bitch.
But I kind of like it when he's pissed like that.
No, it's annoying. He's like, get over yourself, dude. Zeke's gone. You can put your fucking cock away.
No, he still needs to scent mark fucking Michaela. Needs to fucking
piss on her. She wants nothing to do with his ass. Oh, they got the check. What the fuck? Zeke boy.
She even shaved for her.
Go to him. Go to him, Michaela. Girl, you should not be running, but go. Kiss her. Kiss her, Zeke. I'm shipping them because Jared can suck my whole entire ball sack.
He's going to kiss her. He's going to kiss her and Jared's going to see it.
And then she's going to be like, Zeke? Okay. Let me come see you in jail. Kiss him. Kiss him. Kiss him. Do it. Come on. Oh. Y'all really got to do it like that?
You're damn right they got to do it like that.
Of course. Fucking ass. Oh, shit. That's why they were supposed to be there. They weren't supposed to kill themselves. They were supposed to find that car.
Damn, so they would have for sure killed that family if they had done that.
There you go. You guys don't have to die. You guys need to save other people.
Ugh. Oh, dear God.
Here comes fucking Jared. Cars. Why do I feel like she was put in by the major or something?
Mm.
You're missing your fucking balls in a minute, Jared. I'm gonna fucking cut them off.
Mm-hmm.
What are you gonna say to Ben? Why did you need to size Ben up like that?
Yeah,
did you see that shit? Like, sir, you don't what? Like, he did. He walked up to him with a dirty fucking look, sizing him up and shit. Like, what are you gonna fucking do, you fucking prick? God, I hate Jared. He's pissing me off. He's annoying. I'm here for Zeke and Michaela.
Period.
I'm with it. I think they'd be kind of cute together. Jared needs to fuck off.
I get the I do the end game ones, and Jared and Michaela are end game.
Maybe, but like
they wouldn't keep him around in the show if they weren't.
You don't know. Maybe they keep him around to be the fucking prick of the show.
We'll see. Dude, Ben has his shoes on the table. Ben has his fucking feet with his shoes on the table.
Sue him. The fucking TV home. They don't eat on that table. They don't do anything but fucking sit there and put
their feet on that table. Was Ben raised in a barn?
Maybe. Ben wants to fucking know whose baby this is so bad. Sonny, stop talking to her.
That is so unprofessional for a therapist to say.
She probably isn't even a real therapist. Sonny, just take him and run. Go. Take him. Go. Go. Leave. Just leave. Don't talk to this woman anymore. She's hoping she turns around and comes back.
Manipulation.
Sonvi, don't tell her about the freaking Collins. No! Sonvi! This is what she wants. This is what she fucking wants. Don't spill the tea.
Uh-oh.
Oh, here goes Ben. He's probably going to fucking start walking over there.
Mm-hmm. Or he's gonna ignore them. Yep, knowing Benny can't do that, so
no.
Here we go.
Why would he? Oh shit, ooh, Ben. Oh. Ben's getting kidnapped. Ben's getting kidnapped. Oh.
Those are definitely the Xers.
Yeah. It seems like it. You know how much street cred he's gonna fucking get up in that place because he shot a cop?
Dude, for real.
Even though it was a fucking accident. And he wishes he didn't, like, it didn't happen. He's still gonna get so much credit for that shit. Oh. Oh, there's Z. He's probably in his jail cell. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh my god, is it the Xers or the Major? It's Vance!
It's fucking Vance! It's fucking Vince. Oh my god. I'm so happy.
I fucking knew it.
Look at Ben. God. Ben's fucking happy too. Oh my god, Vance is back.
I fucking knew it.
You called that shit earlier.
Tingling in my nipples never fucking fails.
Oh my god. I was god. So
fucking right about that. Sorry, hold on. I scared that the shit incredible. Out of my cat doing that.
That is incredible. Oh my god. I love that Vance is back. That is fucking awesome. All right. Y'all, pack up some motherfucking bolios. Pause it if you need to. Okay. Desticle is going to read you guys the description, and we're going to smoke this bowl.
Oh, I but yeah, if you need to. It.
Dude, that's fucking amazing. I hope he sticks around for a while. I really hope he sticks around for a while.
And that is probably going to be the loudest part of this fucking episode. And I want you to keep in every fucking second of it. All right. Anyways.
All right, y'all. Pause it if you need to. Here we go. Cheers.
So we've got season 2, episode 2. It's called Grounded. It says, after a shocking revelation, which is that Vance is still alive, Ben meets a student who was on flight 828. Feeling like an outsider, Olive turns to an unexpected group for support. Interesting. Dude, I fucking knew.
Is it a Major Van group?
Maybe. Dude, I fucking knew that Vance wasn't dead. I had a feeling because they never fucking showed, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying.
They didn't show his body. They never showed.
Yeah, she would have found him.
Anything like that.
When she found Jared. But no, she didn't because he was alive. Okay, anyways, let's jump right into this.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. I'm excited. Oh, what the fuck happened to McKay? What happened?
Oh, it's when the bomb went off down there.
Oh, okay.
Or the thing went off down there.
And there's Dick Sucker Jared. There he goes into the ambulance. Oh my god, I've seen that guy in a lot of shit before.
Dude, yeah.
He's another one of those actors that does like a lot of TV show appearances. Like,
yeah.
Boom.
Vince.
You would have loved your funeral, Bobby. God, he is like that though. He's like, tea? Here we go. Oh my god. They weren't just stalking the passengers. They were stalking Ben. Mm-hmm. He was stalking Ben in that van. They were on the plane for 5.5 years. Like, they literally didn't go anywhere.
Dude, for real.
Oh. He's his secretary in that little office. The paramedic guy.
Yeah. Dude, that's what we did, TJ. We went to fucking Jamaica. And you just didn't return for 5.5 years. Boo-hoo. Get over it. We're living with it now.
I love that Ben always leaves with that with the passengers. And they're always like, motherfucker, now I gotta open up to your ass. Yep. All right. Let's go. Like, y'all just make sure you don't get on a plane in June. I don't know why I love the fact that Michaela is his, like, little main pawn. I just love that. Okay, she looks like she went and got a freaking tan before they started shooting this.
Dude, for real.
She is fucking, like, dark looking from the last season. She definitely got a fucking tan.
I was like, why don't you just fucking live with us, Michaela?
Dude, seriously. Oh, they're gonna find out. Mm-hmm. Oh my god. I really hope it's Ben's. I really, really do.
So they don't even need Danny's fucking DNA, basically. If it's not Ben's, it's matching.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Oh, Grace? Grace?
Her baby has callings.
Oh my god, it has to be Ben's then. If it has callings. Grace is having callings, y'all. Dude, then it's gotta be Ben's baby. It's gotta be Ben's then. Maybe. Unless it's just because Cal. I mean, it could just be connected to Cal.
Who knows?
But if it's That's crazy.
Ben's kid, that kid's definitely having callings.
For sure. But I also feel like it could just be connected to Cal, too, because whatever. Siblings. I really hope. Oh, my God. It's Benny Boy's baby. They're just confirming it now. They're like.
I fucking told you. Her baby has callings.
That means Grace is going to have callings for the next 6 months.
And this poor baby is going to have callings and it's not going to know what to do with it. It's just going to go.
Dude, yeah. Fuck off, Danny. See ya, bitch. Come on, Zeke. Let Michaela see you. Jared, don't even smile at her. Don't look at her.
He's got the hots for her.
He's so fucking annoying, bro. I really can't with him. Fuck off, Jared.
Oof.
Spice. Yeah, fuck off, Jared. Her
he's like she'll come
partner
back.
Seems a little too enthusiastic, though. She reminds me of that cop from the episode of Criminal Minds we watched yesterday.
That baby was like, Mom, stop. You don't need to know. Jesus oh, boy. Christ.
Y'all better find a pregnant passenger and figure some shit out real quick.
Well, if the lady was already pregnant when she went in there, it would make sense that that baby would have a death day.
True, 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 true.
That means you're a rich kid.
Yep. She seems sus. I'm sus with her new partner.
I kind of don't like her.
I winged my SATs, man.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't take the SATs.
Said, fuck it, I winged it. Bro, she's going to... This is why she's going to feel left out, because Grace is having callings and she isn't. I'm surprised she doesn't have, like, a twin thing going on with Cal.
Dude, Olive is so full of herself.
Dude,
she's like, I'm the only one who doesn't get callings. Boo.
She's always salty about everything.
Oh, God. I plead guilty, Your Honor.
Damn. He represent Zeke represented himself in court.
And was like, throw the book at me.
Yep. Pleaded guilty to every single charge.
Was.
Oh. He probably got back and she was probably gone.
Mm-hmm. She probably offed herself, maybe. Told you. Told you.
Jesus. His mama OD'd TJ. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The teenage passenger. Yeah. Fuck that school. But I'm probably like, he's never coming back. His mama's dead. Got rid of all the shit.
That I feel like he has so the hots sus. For her. Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know. I feel like he's not sus in like, he's working for the major in kind of way, but I think he has the hots for her.
I don't like this new lady.
Me either.
This new precinct captain.
I don't even remember her name.
Neither do I.
And she's just a bitch.
Cal's like, oh my God, get under the covers. Poor Zeke. Now he's going to be looked at like a fucking freak.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if TJ, I wonder
if they're framing TJ, maybe.
Yeah, like someone's framing him or something, or like he knew her but he didn't do it and someone else did it. Like, all right, Ben, so get with it
or get out.
There's the door.
She can say that about TJ, but Jared can't say that about Zeke.
Right.
Here goes Olive again with the fucking, I'm so different. Woe is me.
She's going to go to that meeting.
We still don't know what that meeting is.
Mm-hmm. She's like, fuck the SATs. That probably wasn't in the script to knock over the fucking trash bucket. No, don't go.
Oh, God.
She's like, I'm gonna fucking go because mom told me no.
Mm-hmm.
Paternity confirmed, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited that that's better. Because, like, fuck Danny. Danny can fuck off now. Like, now he has no significant reason to be in the show anymore.
He's gonna look at that fucking computer.
Nope, never mind. She's like, you out first. Oh god, now her new thing's gonna be like, someone wearing a steel toe boot killed her.
Right.
Oh, she has someone else's key card. No. Oh. If they can get those boots, get the boots, they can get the tread and the dirt. So the girl that died had a box of TJ stuff because the campus threw away all of TJ stuff. So she had a whole box full of stuff with his prints on it.
She just told the major about the genetically transferred calling.
She's probably like, yes, use Troy. Oh boy. She's only writing down key shit that she needs.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking can't. I'm just surprised that she doesn't have like some like twin calling thing with Cal.
Dude, for real.
Maybe one day. They're just like, boop, now you guys are all super freaks. Super freak. Super freaky. Like, oh shit. Oh, bitch, you had the right motherfucking idea. I've been thinking about that for so goddamn long and got distracted because shit was going down for a second. Well, if she had one calling, that's all.
And Olive's like, poor me, everyone's gonna die. Don't ask questionos.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I don't remember.
Cause TJ.
If she had all of his stuff. You're damn right he was right, Michaela. TJ didn't do it. That creepy guy did. How did you do it? Oh, God. I don't like this fucking new lady.
No.
Don't like her. She's a cunt. My mommy. TJ's like, that's my mommy.
She even got childhood photos.
Mm-hmm. Who are you? Boom, Bed just got a job.
Hopefully, hell yeah.
Maxine Taylor. She doesn't want everyone to know that she's Ben Stone's daughter, but Adrian's going to see her and be like, a returned sperm.
Zombie's talking to her.
Hey, Zombie.
But Zombie has like no idea that that's the major.
Dude, for real.
But Vance is definitely sus that she's talking to her.
Run, Zeke. And Zeke did run, but then he stopped running because he's a crackhead.
Stopped running, turned himself in, and pled guilty. And sedate him.
Yep.
And there he goes.
Sleepy oh, time Zeke-y she boy. Comes.
Damn! T. Oh. Don't play. Whoa. There we go. Whoa, why did it just skip to the end of episode 3? What the fuck?
I don't know. Listen, I gotta pee.
All right, y'all. I'll do the socials. I got you. Actually, no, it's a little early for that shit. I don't know. All right, I'll just wait.
Bitch, you're lucky. I don't feel like recording any other day, but my ass cheeks are numb. I couldn't feel the toilet bowl on my ass.
All right, y'all. Let's piggity pack up a bowl, smoke some ganja, you know, do that good thing.
And get on with our lives.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Where you go? Savvy pool of my Monster. If y'all drink Monster, Pacific Punch is the way to go. Yes. Absolute yes. But whoa, I heard that echo. yeah, I don't know. Do you want to do the socials real quick while we smoke?
Sure. So our Instagram is Movies and Doobies Pod.
I'm gonna interrupt you for a quick second. Cheers, y'all.
our Twitter is Movies and Doobies. Our Facebook, you can find us at Movies and Groupies, but if you search the handle at Movies and Doobies, that's us. And our YouTube is Movies and Doobies Podcast. And you. Yeah, bitch.
I don't think we really have any other announcements except for those first two episodes were fucking beautiful. Vance is back. Were. I'm so excited. That makes my heart happy that Vance is back.
Yeah.
And he's still hot on the motherfucking trot to find this motherfucking... Find out who the fucking major is. I almost said the general. Find out who the major is.
Okay.
I can't. Sanvi has told her about the Collins and now has told her about the genetics fucking shit with the baby.
But she's going to think it was that other guy who's been snooping around just because he's fucking kind of sus, but probably just obsessed with Sanvi.
I know. He seems like he wants to have like a thing with her. Like he definitely has a thing for her. Faux show. Faux shizzle my nizzle, bro.
But yeah, make sure
you gotta close your door. Is your door closed?
No, she's out right now.
Okay, I can like literally hear you echoing down the stairs. I was like, I don't know. Can you hear yourself back?
No.
Okay, then maybe it's fine.
Okay, ma'am. Now's not the time for a big stretch.
Oh, there it is.
He's like, why the fuck did you do that?
I fucking can't, y'all. These two episodes of Manifest, yeah, they were great. They were fantastic.
Yeah, make sure y'all check back in next week when we're gonna watch another movie and two more episodes of this fabulous show.
Yes, sir. What would you give? I would give it both a 10 out of 10.
Yeah,
those were beautiful. Those were. I am so excited for this season. Zeke's in jail. I need to know if he's gonna get out. He needs to get out. Michaela needs to get him out, bro. Mm-hmm. They need to get him out. I feel like that might be like a calling or something.
But oh my god, secret word.
Yes, yes, it's your turn. I picked yesterday.
Menace.
Menace.
Like menace, a menace to society, because that's what Vance is, an absolute menace. Dude, I knew it. I had just like a freaking sixth sense that he was still alive.
I can't. He's amazing. Vance is going to take this major down if it fucking kills him. Like,
but, yeah, no, seriously.
Y'all, if you have not hopped on the trot of Manifest yet, get on it. It's fucking fantastic. It is everything we could have hoped and dreamed it would be. You know? Oh my god.
So yeah, make sure you guys check out our top 9 list. What was the fucking genre?
This week was road trip movies.
And we watched Due Date.
Yes, we did.
So make Robert sure y'all Downey check Jr. out those lists.
Sorry, Robert Downey Jr. Zachy Galifianakis. And we took a nice little road trip.
Yep.
But that was yesterday.
Anyways. So check that one out if you haven't. Yeah, make sure you guys check those out and check back in next week.
Yeah,
and remember, if you've made it this far, congratulations. Secret word of today is menace.
That's literally what I was about to fucking say, bitch.
Hop
off my dick and Adam, stay the fuck out of my brain.
So without further ado, as I always like to say, bye chicka wow wow. Nay nay.
Bye.
Bye, bitch.
Hey, thanks for stopping by, man.
Oh, yeah, that was dope, man.
Hey, see you dudes next time, man.